Stoics remain calm and composed under pressure. It's a trait that gives a man a distinct advantage in stressful situations. He who maintains a clear head will always defeat the man whose mind is lost in the chaos. But how do you remain calm? The Stoics had this fundamental principle imprinted in their minds, and you must too. Happiness and freedom begin with a clear understanding of one principle. Some things are under our control, and some things are not. It is only after you have faced up to this fundamental rule and learned to distinguish between what you can and can't control that inner tranquility and outer effectiveness become possible. And thus, to reach tranquility, accept what you can't control and get to work on what you can. Marcus Aurelius championed the inner citadel, a fortress within our minds, a secure place no one can enter. He advised, "The mind freed from passions is an impenetrable fortress. A person has no more secure place of refuge for all time." We all have the power of a fortified inner citadel. First you must build it, then secure it. Marcus Aurelius stated, "You have been formed of three parts, body, breath, and mind. Of these, the first two are yours, insofar as they are only in your care. The third alone is truly yours." Today we'll explore the immense strength of the inner citadel, a fortress within our minds. By unlocking it, we can grasp the core principles of Stoic philosophy and effectively manage any challenges we face throughout our life. Lesson 1. The Unseen Fortress. How do you construct your inner citadel? Have you ever felt like your mind is a battleground, where thoughts and emotions clash with no end in sight? What if I told you that there is a way to transform this chaotic battlefield into a fortress of peace and strength? This is the secret power of the inner citadel, a concept deeply embedded in Stoic philosophy. The Stoics, including philosophers like Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus, teach us that by building this fortress within, we can achieve unparalleled resilience and tranquility. But how do we begin this monumental construction? The first step in constructing your inner citadel is developing acute self-awareness. The Stoics believe that understanding oneself is the cornerstone of all personal growth and resilience. Marcus Aurelius once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This powerful statement invites us to dive deep into our thoughts, emotions, and reactions to understand our true selves. By becoming observers of our own minds, we start laying the unshakable foundations of our inner fortress. Discipline is the sturdy wall that protects the sanctity of your inner citadel. Every time you choose a rational response over an impulsive reaction, you are placing a brick on this wall. Epictetus emphasized that freedom is not secured by fulfilling desires, but by removing desire. In practice, this means embracing self-control as a daily exercise, whether it's choosing a healthy meal over fast food, or deciding to spend an evening reading instead of on mindless entertainment. Each choice builds your discipline, reinforcing the walls of your inner fortress. The Stoics championed rationality as the battlements that guard the mind against irrational thoughts and external influences. To the Stoics, rational thinking was not just a philosophical ideal, but a practical tool. When faced with adversity, ask yourself, "Is this within my control?" If not, then like Marcus Aurelius, you should find the serenity to accept it and focus instead on your response, which is within your control. This rational evaluation helps defend your inner citadel against disturbances from outside events. One of the most challenging yet vital aspects of building your inner citadel is acceptance, embracing the Stoic practice of amor fati, which means love of fate. This does not imply passive resignation, but a joyful acceptance of everything life throws your way. By accepting and even welcoming what you cannot change, you turn potential weaknesses into strengths. Think of acceptance as the mortar that binds the bricks of your fortress together, creating a harmonious and unified defense against life's unpredictabilities. Perspective is the lookout tower of your inner citadel, providing a vantage point to see beyond immediate circumstances. The Stoics believed that by altering our perspectives, we could control our reactions to any situation. When you encounter setbacks, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. This shift in perspective allows you to oversee the landscape of your life from a higher, clearer point of view, making it easier to navigate challenges. Every challenge you face is a training ground to strengthen your inner citadel. The Stoic principle of turning obstacles into opportunities, obstacle is the way, teaches us that every hindrance not only tests our fortitude, but also enhances it. By actively engaging with difficulties, you hone your abilities to use reason, maintain discipline, and foster resilience. Imagine each challenge as a drill in your training regimen, essential for building the robustness of your inner fortress. Reflection is your sanctuary within the inner citadel. Regular reflection helps you understand your progress, reassess your values, and realign your actions. Marcus Aurelius's meditations were essentially exercises in reflection, aimed at strengthening his philosophical resolve and personal ethics. Dedicate time each day to reflect on your thoughts and actions. This introspection solidifies the integrity of your fortress, ensuring it remains impervious to external chaos. Start each day by journaling your thoughts and feelings. Reflect on your reactions to events the previous day and plan how you might improve them today. This daily practice of awareness and reflection lays down the foundational stones of your inner citadel, gradually elevating it into a bastion of tranquility and strength. By understanding and implementing these principles, you are not just surviving life's storms, you are mastering them. Remember, the construction of your inner citadel is a continuous process. Each day adds a stone, and every challenge cements its walls. How will you build your inner citadel today to withstand the torrents of tomorrow? Lesson 2. The Gates of Perception. How clear is your view from the inner citadel? The power of perception is like the gates of your inner citadel, determining what influences enter your mind and how they are interpreted. The Stoics teach us that our perception of the world becomes our reality. Hence, guarding these gates is crucial. If we allow distorted views or negative thoughts to flood in, our inner peace is compromised. By refining our perceptions, we consciously control the quality of thoughts that influence our emotions and actions. Think of this as actively deciding who or what gets past your gates, ensuring only the beneficial and constructive influences have access. Choosing where to focus your attention is akin to selecting which part of the landscape to view from the top of your fortress. The Stoics understood that focusing on negatives, or what we cannot control, leads to discontent. Instead, they advocate for a focus on positives and what can be controlled, our actions and reactions. This does not mean ignoring the negatives, but rather choosing not to let them dominate our view. By adjusting our focus like this, we can maintain a balanced and healthy perspective that enhances our inner strength. This selective focus helps maintain the integrity of our inner citadel. Sharpening your perceptual skills requires regular practice, much like a guard trains to recognize and challenge potential threats. Stoic exercises such as contemplative meditation or reflective journaling train us to observe our thoughts without immediately reacting to them. This mental training helps us distinguish between objective events and our subjective interpretations. By developing a sharper mind's eye, you can better detect biases in your perceptions and correct them, ensuring that your responses are reasoned and measured. This clarity is essential for maintaining the defenses of your inner citadel. Every person carries a narrative about who they are and what their life is about. But sometimes, this narrative can be filled with inaccuracies that skew our perception of the world. The Stoics suggest that we have the power to rewrite our life's narrative to better reflect our virtues and strengths. By consciously changing how we talk about ourselves and our experiences, we can alter our self-perception and, consequently, our interaction with the world. This rewriting process fortifies the gates of your inner citadel, allowing you to act from a place of empowerment rather than limitation. Integrating gratitude into your daily practice serves as an enhancement to the gates of your inner citadel. By acknowledging and appreciating what we have, rather than lamenting what we lack, we shift our focus from scarcity to abundance. This practice aligns with Stoic principles, highlighting the importance of appreciating the present moment and the resources we currently possess. Gratitude not only reinforces the positive aspects of our lives, but also builds resilience against negative external influences that may try to penetrate our fortress. Visualizing the best possible outcome is a powerful tool in strengthening your inner citadel. The Stoics practiced premeditatio malorum, which involves visualizing potential challenges. However, balancing this with positive visualization, imagining the best outcomes can also be beneficial. This technique prepares the mind to pursue these outcomes actively, instilling a sense of hope and direction. By regularly practicing positive visualization, we ensure that our inner citadel is not only a place of defense but also a launchpad for personal growth and achievement. Empathy might seem like an outward-oriented quality, but it also strengthens the inner citadel by providing a broader perspective. Understanding others' feelings and viewpoints helps to mitigate conflicts and misinterpretations that might otherwise breach our mental defenses. The Stoics valued the community and understood that our interactions could either strengthen or weaken our personal fortitude. By using empathy to genuinely connect with others, we build bridges instead of walls, enhancing both our personal well-being and that of those around us. To practice guarding the gates of your inner citadel, spend a few minutes each day reflecting on the day's events through journaling. Focus on identifying moments when your perception might have been clouded by negative biases or unnecessary worries. Reflect on how a shift in perspective to a more stoic, rational viewpoint could change your feelings about those events. This daily practice sharpens your perceptual skills and reinforces the gates of your inner citadel, ensuring that your mental environment remains a stronghold of peace and rationality. Through these practices, you can maintain clarity and strength within your inner citadel, ensuring that your perception of the world aids in your pursuit of a virtuous and contented life. As we refine our perception, we not only protect ourselves from negative influences, but also prepare ourselves to interact with the world in a more meaningful and positive way. How will you reinforce the gates of your perception today? Lesson 3: Mastery over emotions. Can you govern what you feel? Within the sturdy walls of your inner citadel lies the complex realm of emotions. The Stoics teach us that while emotions are natural, the mastery over them is crucial for maintaining inner peace and rationality. Emotions unchecked can be like invaders that breach the defenses of your fortress, causing turmoil and weakening your resolve. By developing techniques to manage and understand our emotions, we can maintain the sovereignty of our inner citadel. This mastery does not mean suppressing what we feel, but rather navigating our emotional landscape with wisdom and intent. How effectively can you govern your emotions to ensure they enhance rather than hinder your life's journey? Emotions are not just reactions, but are also messengers that inform us about our environment and our inner world. The Stoics viewed emotions as the result of our judgments about experiences, not merely the experiences themselves. By scrutinizing the beliefs that underlie our emotional responses, we can start to control them. When we understand that fear might stem from a perceived threat to our stability or that anger might arise from thwarted expectations, we can address the root causes rather than merely the symptoms. This understanding allows us to respond more rationally and less impulsively. It's essential to regularly examine what our emotions are telling us and why. Prosaj is the Stoic practice of attentive awareness, particularly of our thoughts and impulses. By maintaining a vigilant watch over our mind's activity, we can catch emotions as they are beginning to form and address them before they become overwhelming. This practice is akin to having guards at the gates of your inner citadel, monitoring what influences may provoke emotional responses. Prosaj empowers us to live with intention, making conscious choices about how to feel and react in various situations. It's a method that requires diligence and practice, but pays off by keeping our emotional domain secure and controlled. Cultivating this skill sharpens our ability to remain tranquil amid chaos. One of the most powerful Stoic tools for emotional mastery is understanding the dichotomy of control. Recognizing what is within our control and what is not, we can control our reactions, our judgments, and our will. Everything else, including the actions of others and most external events, is outside our control. When we internalize this understanding, it becomes easier to let go of frustration and anxiety over uncontrollable aspects of life. This distancing from externalities allows us to focus our energy on our internal responses, which we can manage and align with our values. Thus, our emotional well-being is enhanced, not by changing the world around us, but by adjusting our perspective on it. Stoicism teaches us to reframe our perspective on the challenges we face. Marcus Aurelius famously wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This mindset encourages us to view obstacles not as barriers but as opportunities to strengthen our character and resolve. By reframing our perspective, we transform emotional hurdles into stepping stones for personal growth. This practice not only fortifies our inner citadel, but also enriches our life experience. Such reframing is a potent method for maintaining emotional equilibrium and enhancing overall resilience. Visualization is a technique often used by Stoics to prepare for future challenges and manage emotional responses. By visualizing different scenarios, including potential difficulties and their resolutions, we can condition our mind to remain calm and rational when faced with real situations. This proactive approach helps mitigate the intensity of emotional reactions by familiarizing the mind with possible outcomes and rehearsing rational responses. Visualization acts as a drill, preparing the defenses of your inner citadel against unexpected emotional attacks. This technique not only builds resilience but also improves our ability to remain composed under pressure. Emotional wisdom is the ability to derive insights and lessons from our emotional experiences. Each emotional reaction we have is an opportunity to learn something new about ourselves and refine our future responses. The Stoics believed in the continuous improvement of the self, including our emotional selves. By reflecting on our emotional reactions and understanding their triggers, we can cultivate a deeper level of emotional intelligence. This process of continuous learning and adaptation strengthens the inner walls of our citadel, ensuring that our emotions serve us rather than control us. Embracing emotional wisdom leads to a more balanced and fulfilling life. A practical way to exercise mastery over your emotions is to implement the Stoic pause. When you feel a strong emotion beginning to surface, take a moment to pause. Use this time to breathe deeply and reflect on the nature of your emotion. Ask yourself what judgment is causing this feeling, whether that judgment is accurate, and how best to respond in a way that aligns with your values. This practice helps to solidify your command over your reactions, reinforcing the structure of your inner citadel. Regular use of the Stoic pause can transform your emotional landscape into one of tranquility and empowerment. Mastering your emotions within the inner citadel does not happen overnight. It is a lifelong journey of self-discovery and discipline. However, by understanding, monitoring, and wisely guiding your emotional responses, you ensure that your inner citadel remains a place of strength and serenity. How will you implement these practices to better govern your emotions starting today? Lesson 4. Harnessing the power of rational thought. Can you think your way to strength? Rational thought is the cornerstone of the inner citadel, providing a framework for understanding and interacting with the world in a balanced way. Stoicism places a high value on using reason as a guide for thoughts and actions, allowing individuals to navigate life's complexities with clarity and purpose. By prioritizing rational thought, we fortify our minds against impulsive decisions and emotional reactions that can lead to turmoil. Developing a habit of rational thinking involves questioning our initial reactions and looking for logical solutions to problems. This practice not only strengthens our inner citadel, but also enhances our overall well-being by promoting a thoughtful and intentional approach to life. How often do you challenge your immediate perceptions and consider a more reasoned response? Critical thinking is an essential guard for the inner citadel, defending against misinformation and irrational beliefs. By actively questioning and analyzing information before accepting it, we prevent erroneous ideas from disrupting our mental peace. This includes scrutinizing the source of the information, the logic behind arguments, and the validity of evidence. Critical thinking also involves being open to changing our views when presented with credible evidence to the contrary, demonstrating mental flexibility and resilience. Engaging regularly in this practice not only solidifies our rational defenses, but also keeps us intellectually sharp and informed. Are you prepared to question even your deepest beliefs to uphold the integrity of your inner citadel? Effective decision-making is a testament to the strength of the inner citadel. Stoicism teaches that making wise choices under pressure is not a matter of luck, but a skill that can be honed through practice and reflection. By applying rational analysis and aligning decisions with our core values and long-term goals, we can navigate life's challenges with confidence. This process requires a clear understanding of what is within our control and a commitment to act accordingly. Practicing Stoic decision-making cultivates a sense of empowerment and accountability as we learn to trust our ability to choose well regardless of external circumstances. How do you ensure your choices reflect your true intentions and values? Logical consistency is crucial for maintaining the structural integrity of the inner citadel. Stoics advocate for a life where beliefs, actions, and words are in harmony. This alignment reduces cognitive dissonance, the mental discomfort experienced when our actions contradict our beliefs. By striving for consistency in our thoughts and behaviors, we enhance our credibility and lead a more authentic life. This pursuit not only strengthens our personal philosophy, but also builds trust with others. Are your actions and beliefs aligned in a way that strengthens your inner citadel? Adaptability is a critical feature of a robust inner citadel. The Stoic principle of embracing change with rationality ensures that we remain resilient in the face of life's inevitable shifts. By viewing change as an opportunity for growth rather than a threat, we can respond with flexibility and creativity. This mindset allows us to adjust our strategies and goals to align with new circumstances, ensuring our continued development and success. Rational adaptation involves assessing situations objectively, making adjustments based on logical reasoning, and not clinging to outdated ideas or plans. How do you handle change, and can you adapt your strategies rationally? Overcoming personal biases is essential for clear and effective rational thinking within the inner citadel. Biases can distort our perceptions and lead to poor decision-making. By acknowledging and actively working to mitigate these biases, such as confirmation bias or the sunk cost fallacy, we can make more objective decisions. This self-awareness enhances our ability to think clearly and act in accordance with true Stoic principles. Regular reflection on our decision-making processes helps identify biases and correct them, maintaining the purity of our rational thought. What steps are you taking to identify and overcome your biases? To strengthen the power of rational thought in your inner citadel, engage in a daily practice of rational reflection. Each evening, review the decisions you made throughout the day and assess them for rationality. Consider whether your actions were based on solid reasoning and aligned with your values. Identify moments when you might have acted out of impulse or emotion rather than rational thought. This exercise not only reinforces your ability to think rationally, but also helps identify areas for improvement. How will this practice enhance your daily life and decision-making? By focusing on developing and maintaining a rational approach to life, you ensure that your inner citadel remains a stronghold of clarity, purpose, and wisdom. Rational thought is not just about being logical, it's about being wise in the way you navigate the complexities of life. How will you cultivate a more rational mind to strengthen your inner citadel today? Lesson 5. The Art of Stoic Forgiveness. Can you let go to gain strength? Forgiveness is a vital yet often overlooked aspect of Stoic philosophy, serving as a healing balm within the inner citadel. The ability to forgive, both others and ourselves, is essential for maintaining inner peace and preventing resentments from corroding our mental fortitude. Stoics view forgiveness as a form of rational understanding that acknowledges human imperfections and the often uncontrollable nature of external circumstances. By practicing forgiveness, we refuse to let past harms dictate our present state, focusing instead on cultivating a serene and forward-looking mindset. This process not only liberates us from unnecessary emotional burdens, but also strengthens our relationships by fostering empathy and understanding. How often do you allow forgiveness to restore peace in your inner citadel? In Stoicism, forgiveness is not just an emotional release, but also a logical decision to favor harmony over conflict. It involves recognizing that holding on to anger and bitterness serves no constructive purpose and can actually harm our well-being. Stoics believe that all people act according to their level of knowledge and virtue, and thus, forgiveness is an acknowledgement of human fallibility. By choosing to forgive, we align ourselves with Stoic virtues of wisdom and justice, which advocate understanding and patience in the face of wrongs. This doesn't mean condoning negative behavior, but rather choosing a path of emotional wisdom. Can you see how forgiveness might be the most rational response to being wronged? Self-forgiveness is an essential practice within the inner citadel, addressing the harsh judgments we often impose on ourselves. Stoicism teaches that harsh self-criticism for past mistakes is unproductive unless it leads to constructive change. Self-forgiveness allows us to acknowledge our errors and learn from them, without becoming mired in guilt and self-reproach. This practice not only enhances our self-esteem, but also empowers us to make better choices moving forward. By forgiving ourselves, we maintain the integrity of our inner citadel, keeping it a place of growth and self-compassion. How often do you forgive yourself and allow for personal growth and renewal? Holding on to resentment is like allowing a toxin to linger within the inner citadel, slowly weakening its foundations. Stoics understand that resentment ties us to the past and hinders our ability to live fully in the present. By releasing these feelings, we regain a significant amount of mental and emotional energy that can be redirected towards more positive and productive pursuits. Forgiveness is therefore seen as a strategic release, a way to reclaim power over our own emotional state. This liberation from past grievances allows us to embody the Stoic ideal of living according to nature, freely and wholly. Are you ready to let go of resentment and embrace the freedom it brings? The practice of forgiveness significantly impacts our relationships, acting as a bridge to understanding and mutual respect. Stoics advocate for seeing the best in others and giving them the benefit of the doubt, as this fosters a community based on harmony and respect, rather than suspicion and antagonism. Forgiving others can transform potential conflicts into opportunities for deeper connection and understanding. It also sets a standard of behavior that encourages others to act similarly, creating a virtuous cycle of forgiveness and kindness. How can practicing forgiveness improve your relationships and social interactions? Empathy is a crucial component in the Stoic practice of forgiveness, providing the emotional insight necessary to understand why someone might have acted harmfully. By putting ourselves in the shoes of others, we can often see the fears, misunderstandings, or misjudgments that led to their actions. This deeper understanding fosters forgiveness by humanizing the person who wronged us, reminding us of our shared imperfections and vulnerabilities. Empathy does not excuse poor behavior, but provides a context that makes forgiveness a more accessible and rational choice. How often do you use empathy to lead your decisions to forgive? Forgiveness is a resilience-building tool within the inner citadel, equipping us to handle future challenges with greater poise and less distress. When we practice forgiveness, we develop a thicker skin against minor grievances and a more profound capacity to bounce back from more significant hurts. This resilience is not about being unaffected, but about recovering quickly and efficiently, without unnecessary emotional baggage. By integrating forgiveness into our daily lives, we ensure that our inner citadel remains a strong, serene place, capable of withstanding life's inevitable conflicts and setbacks. How will you use forgiveness to build resilience in your life? Begin by reflecting on a recent situation where you felt wronged, or where you may have wronged someone else. Write down the circumstances and your feelings about the event. Then, actively apply the principles of Stoic forgiveness by considering the reasons behind the actions, empathizing with the other person, and consciously deciding to let go of any resentment. Commit to learning from the experience and moving forward without the emotional weight of the incident. This exercise can help solidify your understanding and practice of Stoic forgiveness, enhancing both your personal well-being and your relationships. How will this practice of forgiveness change your approach to conflicts and self-reflection? By embracing Stoic forgiveness, you fortify your inner citadel with the strength of rational compassion, both for yourself and for others. This lesson in letting go and moving forward not only brings peace, but also deepens your resilience and wisdom. How will you integrate forgiveness into your Stoic practice to live a more harmonious and fulfilling life? Lesson 6, The Stoic's Guide to Endurance. Can you turn pain into power? Endurance is a key aspect of the Stoic philosophy, and a fundamental attribute for maintaining the inner citadel's strength against the adversities of life. Stoics view endurance not simply as the ability to bear difficulties, but as the capacity to transform challenges into opportunities for personal growth and character development. By adopting a mindset that welcomes hardship as a pathway to virtue, we develop resilience and a deeper sense of purpose. This approach helps us navigate life's trials with grace and dignity, ensuring that our reactions align with our deepest values. Enduring pain with a stoic mindset turns potential setbacks into stepping stones towards greater wisdom and inner peace. How well do you endure under pressure, and can you harness these moments for your growth? Stoic endurance goes beyond mere tolerance of pain or hardship. It involves a proactive embrace of these challenges as essential components of life. The Stoics believe that experiencing and overcoming adversity is part of the natural order of things and crucial for developing a robust character. This form of endurance is grounded in the understanding that everything happens for a reason, and that difficulties provide the context in which virtue can be practiced and demonstrated. By embracing rather than avoiding hardship, Stoics find meaning in suffering and use it as fuel for personal development. Endurance, therefore, becomes a transformative process that enriches rather than diminishes our life experience. Are you ready to reframe your view of hardship as an opportunity for personal empowerment? The strength of the inner citadel is largely dependent on mental fortitude, the cornerstone of Stoic endurance. Building mental strength involves regular practice in facing fears, managing stress, and recalibrating our responses to discomfort. Stoics use techniques like meditation, reflective writing, and voluntary discomfort to increase their mental resilience. These practices not only prepare us for inevitable hardships, but also improve our everyday emotional regulation and stress management. By strengthening our mental fortitude, we ensure that when challenges arise, our inner citadel stands firm and unyielding. How often do you engage in practices that strengthen your mental resilience? Perception plays a critical role in the Stoic practice of endurance. Stoics argue that our suffering is not caused by events themselves, but by our judgments about these events. By changing our perception of what it means to struggle or feel pain, we can alter our emotional and physical reactions to these experiences. This shift in perception allows us to endure more by feeling less negative about the experience. Training our minds to perceive difficulties as tests of our character or as opportunities to practice virtues like patience and courage can transform our entire approach to life's challenges. What is your current perception of struggle, and how can you adjust it to enhance your endurance? Applying Stoic endurance in daily life means embracing every challenge, no matter how small, as a chance to strengthen our resolve and practice our philosophy. This could be as simple as remaining patient in a traffic jam, managing frustration during a work project, or dealing with a significant personal setback. By consistently applying principles of Stoic endurance to everyday situations, we build a habit of resilience that prepares us for larger crises. This day-to-day practice is essential for maintaining the integrity of our inner citadel and for living a truly Stoic life. How can you start applying Stoic endurance to your daily challenges? Stoic endurance is not just a personal journey. It has profound implications for our relationships and communities. By enduring our own hardships with grace and openness, we set an example for others and provide a source of support and inspiration. Stoics believe that one of the greatest virtues is to be of service to others, and enduring pain or difficulty can often teach us empathy and compassion. These experiences can deepen our connections with those around us, creating a supportive community that values resilience and mutual aid. How can your personal endurance contribute to the strength and well-being of your community? The rewards of Stoic endurance are numerous and profound. By transforming challenges into opportunities for growth, we not only develop resilience, but also achieve a deeper sense of satisfaction and peace. Endurance teaches us about our own strengths and capacities, revealing inner resources we might not have recognized. These discoveries often lead to increased confidence and a more optimistic outlook on life. Moreover, the practice of endurance aligns us more closely with Stoic virtues, leading to a life that is both more virtuous and more fulfilling. What rewards have you experienced from practicing Stoic endurance? A practical way to enhance your Stoic endurance is to reflect on past difficulties you've overcome and analyze how they have shaped you. Consider writing down significant challenges you've faced, your reactions to them, and what you learned from each experience. This exercise not only reinforces your ability to endure future hardships, but also helps you appreciate the strength and wisdom you've gained from your past. It's a method to fortify your inner citadel with the knowledge that you have endured before and can do so again. How will this reflective practice change your approach to future challenges? Endurance in the Stoic sense is a dynamic and proactive trait that empowers us to face life's adversities with confidence and grace. By cultivating Stoic endurance, you ensure that your inner citadel remains a stronghold of resilience, capable of not just surviving but thriving through the trials of life. How will you strengthen your endurance today to better face the challenges of tomorrow? Lesson 7. The Stoic Path to Contentment. Can you find fulfillment within? Contentment is a cornerstone in the Stoic inner citadel, representing a state of inner fulfillment that is not dependent on external circumstances. Stoics advocate for finding joy and satisfaction in the virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, rather than in fleeting external successes. By focusing on what is truly under our control, our thoughts and actions, we cultivate a lasting sense of well-being that external changes cannot diminish. This Stoic approach to contentment teaches us to appreciate the present moment and our own capabilities, rather than yearning for more or dwelling on the past. Contentment in Stoicism is not about complacency, but about understanding and harnessing the power of self-sufficiency. How often do you find yourself seeking happiness from external sources, and how might turning inward change your sense of fulfillment? The foundations of Stoic contentment lie in understanding and accepting the dichotomy of control, recognizing what we can change and what we must accept. By investing our energies in our actions and attitudes rather than external outcomes, we develop a robust inner life that external circumstances cannot easily shake. Stoics maintain that true contentment comes from acting in accordance with reason and virtue. This alignment ensures that our happiness is not hostage to fortune, but is a result of our own ethical living. Each day offers opportunities to practice these principles, thereby building a resilient and joyful life. Can you identify aspects of your life where you could exercise more control over your happiness by focusing on your own actions? Simplicity is a powerful tool for cultivating contentment. By reducing our desires and focusing on what is essential, we free ourselves from the endless cycle of wanting and acquiring that characterizes modern consumer culture. Stoics argue that by simplifying our lives, whether through minimizing possessions, commitments, or unnecessary worries, we can achieve a clearer and more focused existence. This simplicity allows us to appreciate the abundance of what we already have, fostering gratitude and reducing the anxiety associated with acquisition and loss. How might simplifying various aspects of your life lead to greater contentment? Gratitude is essential in the Stoic quest for contentment, acting as a counterbalance to desire and dissatisfaction. By regularly acknowledging and appreciating what we have, we shift our focus from what is missing to what is present. This shift not only enhances our appreciation for life's blessings, but also aligns our mindset with Stoic virtues, promoting a sense of peace and sufficiency. Stoics use daily reflections and meditations to cultivate gratitude, often reflecting on how things could be worse to appreciate their current state more fully. How can integrating gratitude into your daily routine enhance your overall contentment? Resilience, a key virtue in the Stoic inner citadel, is deeply interlinked with contentment. By developing resilience, we equip ourselves to handle adversity without losing our sense of peace and satisfaction. Stoics believe that challenges are not obstacles, but opportunities to test and strengthen our character. This perspective not only makes us more resilient but also more content, as we perceive each difficulty as a chance to demonstrate virtue and grow stronger. Thus, resilience doesn't just help us survive challenges. It helps us thrive through them, contributing to a profound sense of achievement and contentment. How does viewing challenges as opportunities for growth change your experience of adversity? Autarky, or self-sufficiency, is a principle that Stoics strive to embody to achieve contentment. This does not mean living in isolation or foregoing social interactions, but rather finding happiness within oneself, without relying excessively on external sources. By developing virtues and practicing self-reliance, Stoics find contentment in their own reasoned choices and moral integrity. This internal source of happiness is stable and enduring, unlike the fluctuating nature of external circumstances. How can fostering self-sufficiency in your thoughts and actions lead to a more contented life? To practice Stoic contentment, engage in a nightly reflection focusing on three simple questions. What did I do well today? What did I do wrong? What duties left undone? These reflections encourage a balanced view of the day's events, fostering contentment by highlighting achievements and areas for improvement. By assessing our actions through a Stoic lens each day, we can gradually align more closely with Stoic virtues, leading to deeper satisfaction with our personal growth and ethical conduct. How might this reflection enhance your pursuit of contentment? The pursuit of Stoic contentment has lasting effects on our overall well-being and quality of life. By centering our happiness on internal virtues rather than external circumstances, we build a life that is less susceptible to the ups and downs of fortune. This internal stability allows us to face life's unpredictabilities with equanimity and grace, knowing that our happiness is not dependent on them. Over time, this approach deepens our sense of peace, joy, and fulfillment, regardless of our external conditions. What long-term changes might you experience by shifting your focus towards Stoic contentment? Through understanding and practicing Stoic contentment, you fortify your inner citadel with virtues that promote a resilient and joyful existence, independent of external influences. As you continue to cultivate these principles, consider how a deeper sense of contentment could transform not only your own life, but also how you interact with the world around you. How will you use the lessons of Stoic contentment to build a more fulfilled and balanced life? Lesson 8. Cultivating Stoic Wisdom. How can knowledge transform your inner citadel? Stoic wisdom is not merely about accumulating knowledge, but about applying it in ways that enhance our inner strength and resilience. The Stoics emphasize the importance of wisdom as a fundamental virtue that informs all other virtues: courage, justice, and temperance. By cultivating wisdom, we ensure that our decisions and actions are guided by reason and ethical understanding, reinforcing the foundations of our inner citadel. This approach enables us to navigate life's complexities with clarity and purpose, making choices that align with our deepest values. Wisdom in Stoicism is about understanding the nature of things, including our own nature, and acting in accordance with this understanding. How deeply do you integrate wisdom into your daily decisions and long-term goals? Stoic wisdom is deeply practical, intended not just for contemplation, but for direct application in daily life. It teaches us how to respond to the ebbs and flows of fortune with equanimity and grace. By studying Stoic philosophy, we learn to distinguish between what is in our control and what is not, focusing our efforts only on the former. This practical application of wisdom reduces unnecessary stress and enhances our effectiveness in personal and professional endeavors. Stoics use philosophy as a tool to mold their character and life, not merely as an academic exercise. How can you apply Stoic principles to better handle your everyday challenges? Stoics believe that wisdom can be greatly enhanced by observing nature and understanding its laws. By aligning ourselves with these natural laws, we live more harmoniously within the constraints of what is possible and what is right. This observation teaches us about acceptance, resilience, and the interconnectedness of all things. Nature is a constant reminder of how change is the only constant, encouraging us to adapt and grow rather than resist. Such wisdom deepens our appreciation for life and enhances our ability to cope with adversity. How often do you reflect on nature's lessons and incorporate them into your life philosophy? In Stoicism, mentorship is vital for the transmission of wisdom. Having a mentor who embodies Stoic virtues can accelerate our learning and application of philosophical principles. Mentors provide guidance, challenge our assumptions, and offer insights that we might overlook on our own. They also serve as living examples of how Stoic principles can be integrated into a well-lived life. This relationship enhances our understanding of Stoic wisdom through practical, real-world application. Who in your life serves as a mentor in your journey toward Stoic wisdom, and how do they influence your growth? Adversity is a powerful teacher of Stoic wisdom, offering lessons that comfort and success cannot. Stoics view each challenge as an opportunity to practice virtues and apply philosophical insights. By facing difficulties with courage and insight, we not only overcome them, but also learn valuable lessons about our own capacities and the nature of external circumstances. This process helps to cultivate a deeper wisdom that prepares us for future challenges, reinforcing the resilience of our inner citadel. How do you view the challenges in your life? As obstacles or as opportunities to enhance your wisdom? Daily reflection is a critical practice in Stoicism for building wisdom. By taking time each day to reflect on our actions, decisions, and their outcomes, we develop a clearer understanding of how well we are aligning with Stoic principles. This introspection allows us to identify areas for improvement and to reinforce behaviors that reflect true wisdom. Reflection helps to ensure that our inner citadel is not only well-built, but also well-maintained. How committed are you to daily reflection, and what impact has it had on your personal growth? Translating Stoic wisdom into action is the ultimate test of our understanding. It's not enough to know what is right, we must also do what is right. This translation involves making decisions that reflect our philosophical beliefs, even when they are difficult or unpopular. Effective action based on Stoic wisdom demonstrates our true commitment to our values and the strength of our inner citadel. How effectively do you put your Stoic wisdom into practice in your daily life? To practically apply Stoic wisdom, try keeping a wisdom journal. In this journal, record daily decisions where you specifically applied Stoic principles. Note the outcomes and reflect on how well these decisions align with Stoic virtues. This exercise will help you become more conscious of how you integrate wisdom into your actions and where you might need further improvement. Over time, this practice can deepen your understanding and application of Stoic philosophy, strengthening both your wisdom and your inner citadel. How will this exercise help you grow in wisdom and virtue? By actively cultivating and applying Stoic wisdom, you not only reinforce the structure of your inner citadel, but also enhance your ability to live a virtuous and meaningful life. Wisdom is the guiding light that illuminates the path to a fulfilled and resilient existence. How will you continue to cultivate and apply Stoic wisdom in your journey toward a well-lived life? Lesson 9, the power of presence. How can living in the moment enhance your inner citadel? Living in the moment is a pivotal aspect of Stoic philosophy, underscoring the importance of presence in strengthening the inner citadel. Stoics emphasize the value of focusing on the present, as it is the only realm over which we have true control. This focus helps us to avoid unnecessary worry about the past or future, fostering a more contented and peaceful state of mind. By practicing mindfulness, we engage fully with our current experiences, allowing for a deeper appreciation of life and a clearer understanding of our actions. This approach not only enhances our ability to make wise decisions, but also strengthens our resilience against emotional disturbances. How effectively do you focus on the present, and what impact does this have on your sense of well-being? The present moment is where life happens. It is the stage on which we can act and influence outcomes. Stoics believe that an undue focus on past regrets or future anxieties detracts from our ability to act virtuously now. By anchoring ourselves in the present, we reduce the mental clutter caused by time-based anxieties, allowing us to respond to life's challenges with greater clarity and effectiveness. This not only increases our efficiency, but also deepens our enjoyment and appreciation of life's nuances. The Stoic practice of mindfulness, paying close attention to the present, enhances our awareness and cultivates a life of intention. How can you more fully engage with the present to improve your life's quality? The Stoic pause is a practical technique to bring oneself back to the present moment. By taking a brief pause before reacting to people or situations, we create a space to respond thoughtfully rather than impulsively. This pause allows us to assess our thoughts and emotions, align our actions with our values, and ensure that our responses are considered and appropriate. Practicing this pause can prevent many conflicts and misunderstandings, promoting harmony and effectiveness in our interactions. Over time, this habit of pausing and reflecting reinforces the strength of our inner citadel, protecting it from rash actions and emotional turmoil. How regularly do you incorporate a stoic pause into your daily routines? Mindfulness sharpens our mental clarity, allowing us to perceive and understand our environment and ourselves more accurately. By focusing on the present, we can observe our thoughts and emotions without judgment, gaining insight into their origins and impacts. This clarity leads to better decision-making, as we are more aware of the choices available to us and their potential consequences. Mindfulness also reduces stress and anxiety by keeping us engaged in the here and now, rather than lost in speculative thought. Regular mindfulness practice thus fortifies our inner citadel, making it a sanctuary of peace and purpose. How might increased mindfulness benefit your personal and professional life? Living in the moment is essential for authentic self-expression and fulfillment. When we are fully present, we are genuinely engaged with life and able to express our true selves. Stoics argue that the essence of virtue, living according to our nature, can only truly be achieved in the present. Each moment is an opportunity to be our best selves, to choose actions that reflect our deepest values and aspirations. This alignment of actions and values in the present moment defines our character and the quality of our lives. How does living in the present help you to express your true self? Releasing our attachment to the past and our expectations for the future can liberate us from many mental burdens. Stoicism teaches that focusing on the present reduces regrets about the past and anxieties about the future. This mental freedom enhances our capacity to enjoy life and respond to its challenges with grace. Letting go allows us to experience life as it is, without the distortion of our biases and fears. This practice of acceptance and presence can dramatically increase our sense of peace and contentment. What steps can you take to release past regrets and future worries? To enhance your ability to live in the moment, try setting regular reminders throughout the day to check in with yourself. Assess what you are feeling, why you might be feeling it, and how you can align more closely with your Stoic principles. Use these moments to reorient yourself towards the present, focusing on your immediate surroundings and tasks. This routine can help transform your day-to-day experience, making it richer and more meaningful. Simple practices like deep breathing, mindful walking, or even mindful eating can also bring you back to the present. How will integrating these practices change your daily experience? Each present moment offers a chance for reflection and renewal. By continually assessing our actions and attitudes in the here and now, we ensure that we are growing and adapting in ways that align with Stoic virtues. This constant process of reflection reinforces our commitment to personal development and the maintenance of our inner citadel. It encourages us to remain vigilant and proactive about our mental and emotional health, fostering a lifetime of learning and adaptation. How will you use the present moment as a tool for personal growth and renewal? By committing to living in the present, you empower your inner citadel to withstand the challenges of life with resilience and grace. This commitment not only enhances your ability to navigate life, but also deepens your enjoyment and appreciation of every moment. As you cultivate presence, consider how this practice can transform your interactions, your decisions, and your overall approach to life. How will you ensure that the present moment is a foundation for a fulfilled and virtuous life? Lesson 10. Embracing Stoic Self-Discipline. How can you master yourself? Self-discipline is essential in Stoic philosophy and vital for maintaining the integrity of the inner citadel. It involves the rigorous application of Stoic principles to one's daily life, ensuring actions align with virtues such as wisdom, justice, temperance, and courage. Through self-discipline, Stoics gain control over their impulses and make choices that reflect their deeper values, not fleeting desires or external pressures. This commitment to principled living strengthens their ability to face life's challenges with resilience and composure. Self-discipline isn't about denying oneself pleasure, but about choosing a path that leads to greater long-term fulfillment and peace. How effectively do you apply self-discipline in your daily actions to align with your core values? Stoic self-discipline begins with understanding and committing to the Stoic virtues. It requires a conscious effort to act with integrity in all aspects of life, whether in handling personal relationships, pursuing career goals, or managing emotions. Self-discipline is nurtured through continuous practice and reflection, becoming stronger over time as it becomes a natural part of one's behavior. It helps Stoics remain steadfast and unswayed by external turbulence, embodying the ideal of being internally driven and externally indifferent. By focusing on their internal moral compass, Stoics maintain their course regardless of how the external world shifts. Are you consistently reflecting on and strengthening your commitment to Stoic virtues? Managing emotions effectively is a critical aspect of Stoic self-discipline. It involves observing one's emotional reactions without immediately acting upon them, allowing for a thoughtful response rather than an impulsive one. This control is developed through practices such as meditation, reflection, and the daily examination of one's thoughts and feelings. By understanding the triggers and underlying causes of their emotions, Stoics can choose responses that align with rational thinking and virtue. This emotional regulation not only prevents unnecessary distress, but also enhances decision-making and interpersonal relationships. How do you practice controlling your emotional responses to align with your rational judgments? Self-discipline significantly impacts decision-making by ensuring that choices are thoughtful and aligned with long-term goals rather than short-term gratifications. Stoics use self-discipline to weigh the consequences of their actions, considering the broader implications of their choices. This approach fosters a responsible and ethical way of living that prioritizes the well-being of oneself and others. Consistently applying self-discipline in decision-making strengthens one's character and builds trust with others, as decisions are made transparently and conscientiously. How often do you pause to align your decisions with your deeper principles and goals? Establishing disciplined daily routines is essential for embedding Stoic principles into everyday life. These routines might include designated times for reflection, study, physical exercise, and engaging in meaningful work or service. Consistency in these practices not only builds self-discipline, but also creates a framework for a productive and virtuous life. Over time, these routines become second nature, reinforcing a disciplined approach to living that supports personal and professional growth. What routines could you implement or strengthen to enhance your self-discipline? Self-discipline extends beyond personal mastery to influence interpersonal relationships profoundly. By exercising control over reactions and responses, Stoics can approach interactions with patience, empathy, and respect. This disciplined approach prevents misunderstandings and conflicts and fosters deeper connections built on mutual respect and understanding. Additionally, being a disciplined individual inspires others to interact with you in a similarly respectful and thoughtful manner, thereby improving the quality of all relationships. How has self-discipline improved your interactions and relationships with others? While the benefits of self-discipline are clear, maintaining it consistently can be challenging. Distractions, temptations, and the pressures of daily life can all undermine self-discipline. Overcoming these challenges requires resilience and a commitment to continuous self-improvement. It may also involve seeking support from like-minded individuals or a mentor who can provide guidance and encouragement. Regularly revisiting one's goals and values can reinvigorate one's dedication to self-discipline. What strategies do you employ to maintain self-discipline despite challenges? To enhance your Stoic self-discipline, create a discipline tracker where you log daily activities that require self-discipline, such as exercising, meditating, or completing a challenging work task. Review this tracker weekly to evaluate your consistency and identify areas for improvement. This tool can help you see tangible progress in your ability to maintain discipline, motivating you to continue these practices. How will tracking your disciplined actions help reinforce your Stoic practices? By cultivating and maintaining Stoic self-discipline, you fortify your inner citadel against the challenges of life, allowing you to live more virtuously and contentedly. This lesson in self-mastery is not only about controlling impulses, but about aligning every action with a well-considered purpose. How will you strengthen your self-discipline to better reflect your commitment to Stoic principles?